I'm Steve Harrison. Polls of North Carolina voters show, once again, a close race for the presidency. They also show a massive drop-off in support for Republican Mark Robinson, who's running for governor. That's left down-ballot Democratic candidates scrambling to tie their Republican opponents to Robinson, who they're hoping might be an anchor that drags the whole Republican ticket down with him. There are many statewide races that are, well, under the radar. Auditor, insurance commissioner, even lieutenant governor.
Being out, meeting people, talking to them, a lot of them don't know what the lieutenant governor is, don't know that they're not on a slate with the governor, especially people that moved from another state, don't know what their duties are, and don't know why, you know, they're important.
That's Mecklenburg State Senator Rachel Hunt, the Democrat running for that office. She says her secret to breaking through isn't talking about her father, Jim Hunt. He was North Carolina governor for four terms in the 70s and 80s. She acknowledges that in a state with millions of transplants and a median age of 39, not many people know that or care. Her strategy, talk about the current Republican lieutenant governor.
And all I have to say is, well, look what Mark Robinson's done. And that's been incredibly helpful because everybody in the country, I think, knows who he is, what he's done.
Hunt has spent $2 million on a commercial that compares her opponent, Republican Hal Weatherman, to Robinson, whom CNN linked to a number of highly offensive posts on a forum of a pornographic website a decade ago. In the ad, she's standing by a janitor's closet, holding a bottle of bleach.
And since I'm moving into Mark Robinson's office, I'll start with a gallon of this.
Hunt says her strategy was always to link Weatherman to Robinson. After the CNN story, she doubled her efforts.
So I think everyone understands that linking Robinson to their candidates is very important. And that's what's going to move the needle in these races, especially because people haven't heard of the Democratic candidates in many cases.
Weatherman couldn't be reached for comment, but he's criticized the commercial online for what he says are racial undertones of a white woman using bleach to clean the office held by a black man. Other Democrats are doing the same as Hunt, like Attorney General candidate Jeff Jackson. His campaign scrambled to create a new ad that focuses on Republican Dan Bishop's support for Robinson. The Democratic candidate for Labor Commissioner, Braxton Winston, quickly noted that his opponent, Luke Farley, had taken down all social media posts of him with Robinson. Here's Hunt again.
So I think even though there hasn't been an actual coordinated, like a meeting, we have all been of the same mindset, and many of us use the same consultants, and they've all, you know, consistently said, you've got to tie your person to Robinson.
Elon University released a poll Tuesday showing Donald Trump and Kamala Harris tied in North Carolina. Those same voters favored Democrat Josh Stein in the governor's race by 21 percentage points over Robinson. That's a massive difference, says Jason Husser, director of the Elon poll.
We would have to go back to probably 20, 30 years before seeing anything close to what we're seeing right now in North Carolina in terms of split ticket voting.
He says Robinson's negatives are so high that he could sink other statewide Republican candidates.
Trump might win North Carolina, and then you might see Democrats potentially sweeping most of those statewide offices. We are entering a race where we could see a really weird outcome.
Adding to the weirdness of this election is that more North Carolina Republicans than Democrats have cast ballots during early voting, something that's never happened. That makes Dallas Woodhouse, the former executive director of the state Republican Party, confident that Trump will win the state. As for the other races,
does the Democrat effort to completely sully up every single Republican running for every office from lieutenant governor to dog catcher, because they met Mark Robinson, because they're in the same party with Mark Robinson, because Mark Robinson and they also eat French fries, you know, does that work?
The Robinson strategy is going far down the ballot. Mecklenburg County has one competitive state Senate seat. The Republican, Stacey McGinn, has criticized the Democratic candidate, Woodson Bradley, for being a top salesperson at a company that was shut down by the federal government for being a pyramid scheme. The Bradley campaign has countered by trying to link McGinn to Robinson. McGinn says the comments are beneath the office of the lieutenant governor, but in her race, not relevant.
He's running his race. I'm running my race, focused on my race.
Early in-person voting ends Saturday at 3 p.m. I'm Steve Harrison.